This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel's prime minister has rejected growing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza as the Israeli military bombardment of the enclave continues. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking at a news conference in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's battle to crush Gaza's ruling Hamas militants will continue with full force. He said a ceasefire would be possible only if all 239 hostages held by the militants in Gaza are released. The Israeli leader also said after the siege, Gaza would be demilitarized and Israel would retain security control there. The statement runs contrary to the U.S. position, which has said it opposes an Israeli reoccupation of the territory. I'm Karen Chanas.
Donald Trump is pushing for his federal election interference trial in Washington to be televised. Federal court rules prohibit broadcasting proceedings, but the Associated Press and other news organizations say the unprecedented case of a former president standing trial on accusations that he tried to subvert the will of the voters warrants making an exception. The Justice Department argues that the judge overseeing the case doesn't have the authority to ignore the longstanding nationwide policy against cameras in federal courtrooms. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next week by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Johnson decided to go with a combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk says the heart protective benefits of its widely popular Wegovy obesity treatment are due to more than just weight loss, according to new data presented at a major medical meeting on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Novo had released early data in August, which showed Wegovy reduced incidence of heart attack, stroke, or death from heart disease by 20%. It's been shown to help patients lose an average of 15% of their weight. Now, the full results from the drug maker's SELECT trial are out, and researchers say they show Wegovy reduced the risk of a non-fatal heart attack by 28% and heart-related death by 15% compared to a placebo. Novo said the cardiovascular benefits appeared before patients started losing weight, which could mean heart protection was not purely due to weight loss.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. U.S. European Command says a U.S. military aircraft has gone down over the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The command says the aircraft crashed while conducting training operations. It says the cause is under investigation, but there is no indication of any hostile activity involved. The command says that out of respect for the families affected, no other information would be released on personnel involved. It wasn't immediately clear what military service the aircraft belonged to. Dozens of Chinese ships chased and encircled Philippine vessels Friday in the latest confrontation in the South China Sea. The Philippines and its ally, the United States, reacted. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At the height of Friday's face-off, a Chinese Coast Guard ship blasted a water cannon towards a Philippine motorboat, delivering food and other supplies to Filipino forces on a scuttled, rusting warship that serves as the country's fragile territorial outpost at Second Thomas Shoal. In a statement, the U.S. State Department said the United States stands with the Philippines in the face of China's repeated harassment in the South China Sea. The statement said that China's actions are inconsistent with international law and follow a pattern of dangerous operational behavior in the region. Speaking in Manila Saturday, Philippine Coast Guard Admiral Ronnie Gilgavin responded to China's actions.
The Philippine Coast Guard condemns once again the China Coast Guard's unprovoked act of coercion and dangerous maneuvers against a legitimate and routine Philippine rotation and resupply mission.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Supporters of the Palestinians have marched peacefully through central London as right-wing counter-protesters clashed with police after a week of angry debate over whether to permit the demonstration on a day when Britain honored its war dead. Tensions have been fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman's comments earlier this week in which she characterized pro-Palestinian demonstrations as, quote, hate marches and called for Saturday's event to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.